Hello, I'm Geraldine O'Halloran, and I'm one of the interviewers for the Alfie School Project. It's very nice to meet you. For the recording, could you just tell me your name?
Belinda Shaw.
Hello. And also, I'm just going to ask the interpreter to say her name for the recording too. The interpreter's name is June Wong. Thanks, right. So, I'm very pleased to meet you. And I'm really looking forward to the stories that you're going to be telling me about your school days. And start whenever you like. Just tell me about your school days.
School's turned out to be very important to me. So first of all, I'll tell you a little bit about what happened to me before I started school. And then you can understand perhaps more of why school was important. My mother died when I was very young, four years old, and it was quite a traumatic event. And very shortly afterwards, I had to move away from my home and live with another family. And very shortly after that, as it seemed to me, I started school. I was four, and the school was what was called a nursery school. I don't remember much about what I did there, but I do remember some events of being supposed to go home for my lunch, but not knowing where my home was to go home. And eventually, my woman, I call my mother, but then I didn't call her my mother later. She used to try to come find me, but then I didn't know how to get out of the class. I seemed not to know how to operate, and it caused quite a bit of consternation. And then the next school was probably, and I'm not remembering this, I've kind of added all this up since, because remember I was small. The next school was an infant school. I think it was at another place, and again, I don't have too many memories about it, apart from wandering about in the gardens there, and hiding, and losing a teddy, and not being able to read and write, and being taken to a room where sick children were taken to practice some books. I remember seeming to get a polio injection when I shouldn't have had one. It was all kind of, things were going wrong. You know, this is my memory when I was of being young there. I seemed to get on a bit better as I got older. So that was, I've forgotten the name of it. Manor Road Infant School. And then they moved from Manor Road Infant School to Castle Yard Junior School. And, you know, I was growing up there and getting on all right and passed my 11 plus. And then went to Knaresborough Grammar School. And then, I don't know, things started to go wrong again there, and I didn't seem to be able to learn properly. And in the end, I ended up getting four GCSEs, and I was unpredictable in the classes. Occasionally I could be second in the class, and other times I used to be bottom. And it was all very up and down. And then I left school and went to a secretarial college. Further education, and I was destined to go and work as a secretary, and I was determined not to. So to cut a long story short, I got myself a job on a newspaper, and to cut a long story short, I worked for many years doing different things, and what the next point was that I decided I needed to get an education. Mainly because the sort of interviewing I was doing by then as a journalist, if people came up with social contexts that I didn't understand, I'd feel very inadequate. And I realised I hadn't had an education since, really, I'd been at grammar school. And as far as I was concerned, the only thing I'd learnt at grammar school was virtually nothing. And the main thing I learnt was how to read and write, really, and that was way back in primary school, wasn't it? So I went to the Open University, which was fantastic, and I got a BA degree while I was working. And then later on, I was still working, and I did an MA in Inclusive Education at the London University, Institute of Education, with Len Barton, who you may have heard of. And then, after that, I retired. And the last bit of education was an arts foundation course at the City Lit in London, Covent Garden, London. I think that's all my formal education. But obviously I've learnt a lot from other organisations. I've been involved with them, people, and as a journalist, you learn a lot just from the job.
Can I just take you back, Belinda, to the junior school and the infant school days? What was it like there for you?
Well, remember...
Did you actually enjoy going? You were going every day? Was that a happy time?
My problem is, it's memory, really. Because I'm 65 now, so I think my memory of these times would be going anyway. But actually, at there's two schools. There's Manor Road Infant, and then there's the junior school. There's kind of some key things that stick out in my mind, but the generalities of it, I don't really remember that much. Shall I tell you what stick out in my mind?
Yes, please do.
Well, at the Banner Road Infant School, the things that stick out in my mind is causing a lot of bother. And it's seeming to perturb everybody. And I've been really worried that I was never going to learn to read and write myself. I was very, very worried. And I used to particularly get very confused because people used to show me the letter H and say if you turned it upside down it could be an I. And I really couldn't understand this at all. You know, I couldn't understand how that could be. I couldn't also understand why I had to go to a sick room to learn to read and write. I thought there was something wrong with me, and why were they sending me into this room with all this equipment, you know, like a bed. And clearly, I knew children weren't there if they were ill. So then... something really good happened in that I wasn't getting on very well where I was staying. I don't think I was very well behaved, and I used to have to go and stay with another lady. I called her my nana, and she used to have a lot of women's magazines in a corner. She had a really nice kind of cosy corner with women's magazines and a really nice open fire, like quite a long time ago, all this. And she used to let me sit in this corner, and I remember doing this, and not bother me, just let me leaf through these magazines. And she used to have very long hair, and she used to plait it all up, and before she used to go to bed, she used to let me ask me if you know, let me comb her hair. So I used to have these kind of two things I used to do. I used to look at the magazines, or read the magazines, as it turned out, and comb her hair. And amidst all this kind of cosy time, which seemed to be very pleasant to me, because she used to make me a nice milky drink and before she put me to bed and everything, I somehow just started reading these women's magazines, which was a big relief to everybody. from not being able to read, it seemed that I could. And then from then on, I just read everything I could. And I didn't talk much, just used to read all the time. So that's what I remember mostly about the infant school. I also remember people being bullied there. And I was always frightened I was going to get bullied. And I tended to stick up, particularly for one person, who I remember quite very well. And I remember the things that used to happen to her. And again, remember, I must have been young, eight or nine, maybe. But I won't tell you about that. And then at the main thing about my education at the Castle Yard Junior School was we knew that this 11 plus thing was coming up. And it seemed to me that this was a really pivotal and important thing. And if you failed at it, it was going to be a disaster. And I remember thinking, I'm sure like everybody else, I'm going to have to pass it. And it was really serious, you know, that I had to pass it. And I remember going into Smith's and finding what must have been like swatter books of, in effect, IQ tests, but they were kind of old exam papers for the 11 plus, and practicing these things. It's quite, had quite a lot of initiative actually. And lo and behold, when it came to the 11 plus, I'd had some practice at these IQ, what I think what seemed to me now like IQ tests, but they were just like Mastermind or something, things like that, as I remember it. And the last situation I remember at this school was I was so nervous on the day I knew the exam results were coming out that I couldn't go to school. I was very poorly. And I took to my bed and stayed in my bed. And then my friends came round and knocked on the door to where I was living and said they wanted to tell me that I'd passed. And then this woman that I call my mother or my auntie by then, she brought them all upstairs, and I was quite pleased then because I was so worried that I wouldn't be able to pass. Now the next thing I remember is grammar school, and then that was, I found nothing there. Apart from the English lessons, I couldn't learn anything. I found it really frightening being at that grammar school. And I basically used to hide in the back of the class. I had some nice friends, and one woman I'm still friends with today, I would say she made a huge contribution to my happiness, a girlfriend. And then there was the woman who was an English teacher, also made quite a contribution to my happiness by sort of talking to me in lessons about English literature and books and things. She was called Mrs. Winter. And although I used to try to hide away in the class, she kept asking me what I thought about books, what I'd been reading. I got chucked out of maths lessons. I used to get put in detention sometimes for asking questions. So I think to some people I was a quiet little girl, and to other people I was seen as disruptive, I think. But the head teacher who used to take the staff detentions, she seemed to think I was all right and helped me play chess, learn to play chess, which I never did learn very well, but that's what she used to do in staff detention. Staff detention being serious, like it was like with the headmistress, and it got written down on your report to your parents. Then when it came to doing the GCEs, which is the equivalent of GCSEs, I just knew that there was no way I could learn anything. So I just gave up, basically. And I managed to do what I did. And the English and the art, I did English and art. And I just did it from what I knew. And the rest I just didn't bother to do much on the papers. And I was looking at the GCE certificates, and it seems I got chemistry as well. I don't know how I got that, because I don't even know what chemistry was. Or what, I can't remember what I did.
I think it is interesting, the things that do stick in your memory. You think, oh, I wasn't very good at school, but when you start talking about it, you actually found several things that you were quite good at. It sounds like you did have some friends. You had some actually very good friends from the school days who remained close friends.
First of all, I didn't have any friends. In fact, I think... I certainly got the impression from one woman that when somebody took me home, she told her not to mix with me. And I did get this impression that somehow the parents didn't want their children to mix with me. But then again, there were some people did seem to want to mix with me. And the really good friend I had, Denise, that all started when, after we'd left the grammar school and we went to, both ended up at in the secretarial course at the Further Education College, and we discovered together Bob Dylan, and we just were obsessed with Bob Dylan and Bob Dylan lyrics, and we used to go and listen to Bob Dylan tunes, and we got really friendly, and she was one of the few people that came round to my house where I lived, and she used to talk to me about the situation, and she actually got told off herself as well as me for coming, something she did when she was in the house. And she just was very she just was the first person who I felt really knew me. So this is 16. I've got to 16 by now. But after that, I seemed to make lots of friends. After she kind of showed me what friendship was about.
What about the teachers? At the secondary school, what were the teachers?
The grammar school. Well, I remember just a general... a lot of learning by rote, which I couldn't, I can't learn by that. I have to understand things. And this is where I used to get into trouble, because if I used to ask a question about something that we'd been told to learn from the book or from what the teacher had said, that was when I got put into staff detention. And that particularly happened in maths and physics and chemistry. But as I say, I learned chemistry. And I remember thinking this, I just was in despair really, because I wanted to learn. And I could learn things, but I couldn't learn just by people talking at me.
Actually, I think we've done about half an hour, so we'll just have a little pause. If we just have a little 5-minute pause, give me a break. Give yourself a break, Belinda. Doesn't time go quick?
Not as bad as I thought.